哎，王老师好。
哈哈，当妮你好，我们美语训练班又上课喽。
对，每节课25分钟。So, what are we going to learn today?
今天呢，我们要去参加一个选秀比赛。
You'll be a superstar? 你被张艺谋看中吗？
去网球场大展身手。
Good return, Yang Chen.
接着上次的内容，继续找房子。
Well, I think I can afford that apartment, but our pets...
还要告诉大家怎么用美语表示哀哉的意思。
Interesting, but we're going to open up with something short and simple, right?
没错，咱们先花一分钟学一个词。
Learn a word.
Today, we're going to learn the word
trait. Trait is spelled T-R-A-I-T. Trait.
Trait, 特征
A new study in South Korea shows that 1 in 38 children have traits of autism.
韩国一项最新研究显示，每38个孩子里就有一个孩子带有自闭症的特征。
2/3 of the children with autism traits hadn't been diagnosed before.
其中2/3带有自闭症特征的孩子以前都没有被确诊过。
The researchers estimated that about 2.6% of the population has some autism traits, much higher than the U.S. estimate of 1%.
研究人员因此估计 2.6% 的人口都带有某种自闭症特征，远远高出美国原先估计的 1% 的水平。好的，今天我们学习的词是
trait, trait, trait.
好，这个我记住了。Trait 就是特征的意思。哎，对了，Donnie啊，万圣节的时候啊，小朋友们他们都喊 trick or treat。那个 treat 和我们刚刚学的这个是同一个词吗？
Not quite. In trick or treat, treat is spelled T-R-E-A-T. It means 款待，请客。This one is trait.T-R-A-I-T, 特征。
哦，是这样子哦。那我要是说 dinner is my treat, 就是晚餐我请客咯。
Yeah, 没错。一如，你要请我吃饭吗？不必客气。
哈哈，你想得美啊，还想宰我。不过啊，当你说到这个宰人啊，咱们就赶紧来听听下面这集流行美语吧。各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 在咖啡馆里碰见了李华，他们会用到两个常用语 take someone under your wing 和 take someone for a ride。
Hey, there you are, 李华。
Oh, hi, Larry.
I haven't seen you since last weekend. What have you been up to? Don't tell me you're having midterms already.
哎，我啊，连看书的时间都没有，竟忙着照顾我表妹了。她从中国来美国上高中，初来乍到，什么都不会，所以啊，我这两天一直在帮他安顿呢。
I'm sure it's a very tough transition for both of you, but it's so nice of you to take her under your wing.
Take her under my wing? 这是什么意思啊？
To take someone under your wing means to give them a great deal of personal guidance and protection while they're learning something of which you have experience.
哦，我明白了。To take someone under your wing 就是指导、保护或者照顾某个人的意思。哎，我现在就是这样，像母鸡带小鸡一样照顾着我表妹呢。
It takes time to learn how to cope with living in a totally new environment. It's only natural to need a little bit of help at first. As a matter of fact, I can remember a time not so long ago when I took a certain confused girl from China under my own wing.
你说你也曾经这样帮助过一个女孩，哎，你不是在说我吧 ，Larry？ 虽然你给了我很多帮助，可是这和我给我表妹的帮助是不一样的呢。我要是不在她身边啊，她恐怕连出门买吃的都不敢。
But Li Hua, you couldn't buy groceries on your own either when you first moved here. One time at the grocery store, your bill came to $7.50. You pulled out a dollar bill, asking me if it was enough.
这个我记得。刚到美国的时候啊，每次需要跟美国人打交道，我都好紧张哦。就算不说英语，还是觉得很恐怖哎。
Luckily, I was there to take you under my wing while you got used to living in the United States, just like how you're taking your cousin under your wing now.
哈，看来我们都是好心人。最近我在帮我表妹找房子， 他以前的房东啊，欺负他是新来的，把房租提高了两倍呢。我表妹啊，已经傻乎乎的交了一个月的钱了。
Yeah, you have to be really careful. It sounds like that landlord was taking your cousin for a ride.
Taking her for a ride? 开车带她出去？哼，那个房东可没这么好心呢。
I mean, taking her for a ride, as in taking advantage of her situation, playing a trick on her for his own benefit.
Oh, 原来 to take someone for a ride 还有欺负人、宰人的意思啊。
Yeah, that's right. For example, when I went to New York City, my cab driver noticed that I had never been to New York before. And so he took a longer route to my hotel in order to run up my bill. This is a classic case of taking someone for a ride.
Huh? 司机看你是第一次到纽约，就带着你绕远路，多收你的车费啊。呵，这可真差劲，欺负人嘛。
Unfortunately, some people will take advantage of other people like that.
Eh, Larry...咱们是愿意 take others under our wings, 不遗余力地帮助别人。可是啊，这个房东还有你说的那个出租车司机却是 take people for a ride, 占别人便宜。所以这两个说法的意思正好相反嘛。
Yeah, you could think of it like that. So it's a great thing that you are taking your cousin under your wing. Otherwise, it would be easy for people to take her for a ride.
好吧，为了防止她受欺负，我啊，就继续努力吧。
I'm sure your cousin is a smart girl. Before you know it, she'll be just as capable to live on her own in the United States as you are. And you won't have to worry about people trying to take her for a ride.
不过在她完全自立前，我可有的忙了，估计不能常和你见面咯。
That's okay. Taking someone under your wing is quite a full-time job.
各位听众，今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 to take someone under your wing， 意思是照顾和帮助某人；另外一个是 to take someone for a ride， 意思是占人便宜、欺负人。好的，这次流行美语播送完了，谢谢各位收听，下次节目再见。不错，我又学会了一个说法 take someone under your wing， 就是罩着别人。当你知道吗，我啊就是这种大姐姐型的，特会关心人。
Really? You sure look like a nice person.
你还不相信啊？那我给你讲个我帮助别人的事情吧。想当年啊。
Iru, didn't you say at the beginning of the show that we were going to some talent show?
对，选秀。那咱们来听听看美语怎么说吧。我的故事啊。待会儿再告诉你。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是杨林要问的，海选、甄选。
Jessica， 送你一张我的签名照，快拿着。
Your autograph? Why do I want that?
告诉你，我快成明星了。
You'll be a superstar? 你被张艺谋看中吗？
不是，我参加阳光女生的海选，击败了众多选手。对了，海选你明白吗？ C selection， 谁都能参加，也有人管它叫甄选。
C selection? I see. In English, it's called an open audition. Everyone can walk in the door, perform and compete.Like American Idol.
没错，就是那种。原来这叫 Open Audition. Open, 开放的。Audition, A-U-D-I-T-I-O-N. Audition, 试演选拔。连在一起， Open Audition 就是海选或者甄选。这么说， I am the winner of the Open Audition.
Well, I don't think you can call yourself a winner.Because more than one person got selected in an open audition to advance to the next round.
也是。这次一共100人过关，进入下一轮比赛。但不管怎样， I was selected.
Yeah, congratulations. You can also say you made the cut.
Oh, make the cut. 就是被选中过关了。 那要是被刷下来该怎么说呢
Then you could say you got eliminated. E-L-I-M-I-N-A-T-E-D. Eliminated.
明白了 Eliminate 是淘汰被淘汰就是 get eliminated.
That's right. I sure hope you can make it to the final round and not get eliminated. But first, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，甄选、海选在美语里叫 open audition。第二，过关被选上了是 make the cut。第三，被刷下去了就是 get eliminated。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄。
MEIYU@VOANews.com
原来入选就是 make the cut
对 Yiru, last time we went apartment hunting with Jeff and Sarah I wonder if they've found the perfect place yet
我也不知道他们有没有找到合适的房子 那我们来听听看吧
美语三级跳
各位听众大家好今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目找房单元的终极课程 Jeff 想租间公寓请朋友 Sarah 帮忙一块看广告
In this first part, listen for the word listings which is a list of available apartments that you can find in a newspaper or online
listing 在这里呢就是指房屋招租广告
Hey, Sarah, I'm having some trouble finding an apartment. Can you help me look at some listings online?
Sure. What kind of apartment are you looking for?
Well, it has to be cheap. I don't want a really expensive apartment.
Okay. Would you like to live in a studio?
Sure. A studio would be fine.
So, Winnie, what is the most important thing for Jeff when looking for an apartment?
是价钱。他呀，老想找个便宜的 studio, 真没劲儿。
Well, I guess Jeff is a bit more practical than you. In this next section, listen for the word cozy, which means small and comfortable.
Jeff, look at this listing. It says there is a cozy studio apartment for rent, and it's only $700 per month. What do you think?
Well, I think I can afford that apartment, but are pets allowed?
Let me look.Yes, it says it's a pet-friendly building.
That's great. That means I can bring my cat, Mr. Twinkles. Where's the apartment located?
It says it's located in the suburbs.
Professor Bowman, 什么是 pet-friendly building?
It means that pets are welcome in that building.
A pet-friendly building 是可以养宠物的公寓。
Exactly. In the next section, listen for the term a steal.What do you think that means?
Steal 在这里一定不是偷东西，而是指 a very good deal， 就是说啊，特别划算。
You got it.
It's located in the suburbs. Well, even though that sounds like a steal, I really want something downtown.
Okay, well, the problem is that the apartments in the heart of the city are usually more expensive.
I know, that's my problem. What do you think I should do?
Well...Maybe you could get a two-bedroom apartment downtown and share the rent with a roommate.
Oh, great idea.
So, Winnie, can you tell me what the opposite of the suburbs is?
The suburbs 是指郊区。相反的，那肯定是 downtown， 也就是市区咯。不过他们说 in the heart of something， 那是什么意思啊？
Being in the heart of something is the same as being in the very middle of it.
我明白了 In the heart of something 就是指中心位置
Good. Let's see what happens next.
Well, what about this two-bedroom apartment? The listing says it's right in the heart of the city, just steps from the metro.
Wow, that would be very convenient. How much is the rent?
It says it's $1,600. But if you share it with another person, that's only $800 per month.
That definitely sounds like a steal. I think that's a very trendy neighborhood as well.
That's true. I know that there are lots of popular restaurants and coffee shops around there.
Wow, Jeff 真是好运气，找到个两居室，月租只要$1,600，和室友分一下，一人800块。It's a steal.
And the location of that apartment is also very good. It is only steps from the metro, meaning you only need to walk a short distance to the subway station.
对呀，走几步啊就能到地铁站，太方便了。他们还说，公寓所在的地方很 trendy， 就是很受欢迎的新潮区。那 Jeff 可要当机立断呢。
Well, this apartment is really a must-see. Will you come with me to look at it this weekend?
Sure. And if you rent it, maybe I can help you find a roommate, too.
Great. Do you know someone else who's also looking for an apartment?
Yes, my friend Steve. I'll introduce you.
Sarah, 真是太够意思了，连找室友都包了。Professor Bowman, 你说 Jeff 和 Sarah 推荐的室友 Steve 能合得来吗？
Well, we'll have to listen next time and find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
看样子 Jeff 的房子还找得蛮顺利的哈，位置在 a trendy neighborhood 时尚社区，而且还是 pet friendly 可以养宠物，两个人分担房租又不会太贵。 It is a steal， 真划算。
Actually, Yiru, I can think of a place to live for free. You don't need to pay for utilities, transportation, or even your meals.
哈，白吃白住的地方，哪里有这种好事啊？快点 tell me.
I'm talking aboutJail.
啊，监狱啊。
开玩笑啦，我们还是来听听李杰美语，了解一下 The jails for white collar criminals.
李杰美语。
Ken 早上在饮水器旁边见到同事 Dan 和 April， 谈起公司首席财务官 Jason Smith 参与庞氏骗局被抓起来的事情。Dan 问罪名严不严重。
So how serious are these charges?
He could end up serving a very long prison term. These days, judges are pretty tough on white-collar crimes.
I actually met Jason at a cocktail party about a year ago. He seemed very charming and bright. I remember we had an interesting conversation, and he was quite knowledgeable about Asian affairs.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Most of these kinds of tricksters are very charming.Otherwise, how would they be able to convince so many people to part with their money?
April 说，搞不好 Jason 会坐很长时间的牢，因为现在法官对白领犯罪下手很重。白领犯罪在英文里叫
white collar crime.
Dan 在一次 cocktail party 鸡尾酒会上见过 Jason， 对他印象不错。April 觉得这很正常。因为这些人要是没有两下子，怎么能说服别人把自己的钱拿出来呢？
To part with one's money
是把钱交出来的意思。
If someone told me I could get a 200% return on my investments, I'd smell a rat. I bet some of these people had a pretty good idea they were dealing with a Ponzi scheme.
Good point, but it's going to be hard to find evidence they knew about it beforehand.
So what happens to white-collar criminals in America? Is there a special jail for them?
In the past, many of them got sent to low or medium security prisons. People used to joke about how easy it was for them.
Ken 怀疑参与庞氏骗局的一些投资者其实是知情的，因为如果告诉他说有投资机会，200%的回报，
I'd smell a rat.
我一定会觉得可疑。Ken 说白领犯罪以前都是被送到
low or medium security prisons，
安全级别中低水平的监狱，所以日子比较好过。
But more recently, the government has decided to make an example and has been getting much tougher.
If he is convicted, Jason will probably end up in a federal prison with hardcore offenders. He could be there for well over 10 years.
Wow, that's harsh.
Jason Smith says he is innocent, so we'll have to wait and see what the final verdict is. I'm just glad I didn't invest any of my money with him.
Me too.
Me three.
April 解释说，但是近来政府决定对白领犯罪加强处罚。
To make an example of someone.
有杀一儆百的意思。 Ken 说，如果法庭判处 Jason 有罪的话， Jason 就可能会坐十年以上的大牢，而且是跟
hardcore offenders
恶性犯罪分子被关在一起。三个人都表示，幸好没有把自己的钱拿出来让 Jason 去投资。
哦，所以说 white collar criminals 就是白领罪犯，比如说诈骗犯。
That's right. Okay, Yiru, enough with all the schemes and criminals. Let's have some fun.
好啊，好啊，咱们去打网球吧。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We're here for American Sports English.
Hi, 大家好，我是杨晨。
我是 Patrick. Today, Yang Chen and I are playing a game of tennis.
Patrick, it's your serve.
Okay, just a minute. To serve...S-E-R-V-E is to put the tennis ball in play by throwing it up into the air and hitting it with a racket.
别啰嗦了，赶快发球吧。Just serve.
Okay. Good return, Yang Chen.
Patrick, 你的球出界了。So, it is my point.
Well, that means the score is love 15. Love for me and 15 for you.
Love?L-O-V-E? 爱，这和爱情有什么关系啊？ What's
love got to do? Love in tennis scoring means zero.
Wow, 好浪漫啊。用 love 来代表 zero, 零分 zero points. 哎，可是我怎么会有十五分呢？
Yes, tennis scoring is very complicated, isn't it? To win a game, a player must win 4 points.And 2 more points than his opponent.
Okay, okay.
So the first point is called 15.
那这么说 the second point is called 30.
That's right. The second point is called 30. And the third point is called...
45?
No.
Why not 45?
It's just the tradition now, Yang Chen. The French started it.
那他们的数学一定不好。Okay, serve again.
I missed the ball.
Love 30.
Well, I guess I'm losing.
But at least you still have love.
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Patrick, 你觉得学好美语有什么诀窍呢？
当然是收听美国之音的英语教学节目。
这就叫 Patrick 卖瓜，自卖自夸。
我的瓜最甜。
那不见得。不过您听了我们的节目，有什么看法或建议，请发 email 给我们。
美语 @voanews.com。
美语就是美语两个字的拼音。
M-E-I-Y-U @voanews.com。
You have mail.
VOA.
原来 love 在网球里就是零分的意思。
Isn't that cool? Love is nothing.
胡说 ，love 多重要啊！比如啊，我就特别有爱心，老是帮助别人。哎，对了对了，我那个故事还没讲呢。
Yiru, time's almost up. Let's save your story for next time.
啊，这样子啊，太遗憾喽。好吧，那我们今天的节目就到这里。节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
拜拜。
各位听众，为了让各位及时深入了解全球新闻和美中大事，从5月8号开始，美国之音将在中国时间早上6点和8点播出时事经纬节目，取代这个时段的财经纵横和今日美国节目。
我们将在中国时间下午5点播出英语教学节目，从5点30分到11点现场播出5个半小时的新闻节目，其中包括9点到10点电视广播同步播出的电视节目。欢迎听众网友通过亚洲3号卫星收听我们的24小时卫星广播，或上美国之音中文网收听收看我们的节目，网址是 www.voachinese.com。
I'm Jody.
Hi, 大家好，我是杨晨。
And welcome to American Cafe.
欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。Jody, 今天这个音乐我怎么觉得这么熟悉啊?
Today, I thought we would introduce Margaret Peng, the Chinese-American woman who we met, who does something quite uncommon. She's a drummer in a Scottish pipe band. Yang Chen, how cool is that?
你说的没错，我对她印象特别的深。这个女孩呢叫 Margaret Peng, 她是一位华裔，是华盛顿苏格兰风笛乐队的队员之一。我想在这种乐队里，中国人可是不多见哈。Margaret Peng 作为一个华裔女孩，她是怎么迷上了这种音乐的呢？我们来听听她是怎么说的。
I'm a tenor drummer in the pipe band, and I started playing when I was in high school. I had a friend who was in the bagpipe band in high school, and that's what she played. And she says, come on, join it with me, join it. And so I did it. I didn't think I would keep doing it, but I am.
How many years now?
In this band, I've been in it for 12 years.
Margaret 刚才说啊，她是在高中就加入了乐队，一直到现在她已经练了12年了，很长的时间。
12 years? Wow.
You 可以想象吗？他加入乐队的原因啊，其实很简单。他说他当时有一个朋友在乐队里是吹这个 bagpipe 的，就问他要不要参加。他说好啊，就这么参加了，非常简单。
That's simple. She was in high school and a friend told her to come join the band.
没错没错，他呢在乐队里呢是鼓手。
Yang Chen, I was so impressed when we saw Margaret Peng twirling her mallets in the air. It's like she was dancing. Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. She explained to me that mallets are actually the sticks that you use to bang the drum.
对，这个 mallet 呢，就是敲鼓用的鼓槌，或者叫小音锤。当时啊，你如果能看到这个 Margaret Peng 在那挥舞的这个小音锤啊，她的姿势非常非常优美，简直就像在跳舞一样。
Oh, the music of the Scottish pipe band is so bizarre, isn't it?
Bizarre?
You know, 奇怪。
奇怪，我想可能这里说奇特更合适吧。
哦，不是奇怪的意思。
Bizarre 当然有奇怪的意思，不过我觉得用在这里说它是奇特更合适一些，因为这个音乐还是很好听的。
I don't think anything sounds quite like the music of Scotland, and especially the bagpipes. While the drums are very familiar, Yang Chen, to many cultures, I don't think the bagpipes are.
It takes a lot of time. It's very difficult. There's a bag that you inflate with a blowpipe in your mouth, and you inflate the bag. Every time you blow, then you squeeze after you finish blowing, and you have to keep the pressure constant so that the drones sound, and then you have to play, and then you have to walk.So there's a lot of things going on at the same time.
说起来这种乐器的中文名字里面有个笛，风笛。其实呢，它和这个中国的笛子呀，或者是这种西洋的长笛相比呢，它要大得多，而且看上去很重啊。
嗯。They have to carry all their instruments as they're marching.
Margaret 刚才她提到吹奏这个风笛有一种叫 drone sound。我想我们如果让听众更好地了解这种声音到底是什么，还最好还是让他们听一段这个音乐。
But of course, that's the best way. Let's play a droning bagpipe. I mean, picture this, Yang Chen. A group of musicians, men and women, dressed in the same very formal Scottish costume with a kilt, you know, a skirt,and carrying their instruments as they parade around.
你可以想象一下，就是一个人带着自豪感昂首阔步的前进。我还记得当时那个 Margaret Peng 给我印象好深啊，她很威风，对不对？
Exactly.
苏格兰男子身上穿的这种花格裙呢，可以说是苏格兰特有的一种服饰。那么这种裙子正确的说法应该叫 kilt 而不是 skirt。
You're right, Yang Chen. The word is kilt. K-I-L-T.I think Margaret gave a good explanation of the origin of Scottish pipe band music.
And bagpipes are the traditional Scottish instrument used in times of war to help signal whether they were going to retreat or whether they were going to attack.
原来在古代的苏格兰，人们用吹奏 bagpipe 来向这个军队发出信号，告诉他们是应该进攻呢，还是应该撤退。那么最后呢，我们请大家来欣赏一段传统的苏格兰音乐。Jody, 你知道吗？这段音乐还是我的一个朋友演奏的呢。
Oh, that's wonderful. And actually, that's the end of our show today. So thank you for stopping in to American Cafe.
再见。
See ya.